Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to the show today. Remember to head over to our website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can learn more about our family of design enthusiasts. Add your name to our email list, then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. You'll be part of all the great things that we have going on. And the really great thing that we have happening right now is that I get to introduce you to not one, but two very special guests today. Our first guest has over 20 years of experience working with the artisan sector in Central America. She's busied herself promoting sustainable processes for the improvement and innovation of handmade products and their placement in international export markets. She has served as advisor of the Ministry of Economy and Coordination on an initiative of the Ministry of Economy working in the most needy municipalities in the country, developing collections of decorative products and personal accessories with a goal to increase their income and improve the standard of living for the families and the communities involved. Our second guest is a returning Million Dollar Decorating guest. She's an award-winning creative director in global sourced home accents, clothing, personal accessories, and gifts with an extensive experience in product design and development, merchandising, and color trend forecasting. She's received the U.S. presidential recognition for domestic and international expertise in artisan development, small producer, and entrepreneur training, as well as domestic development. Together, these two ladies really are making the world more beautiful. Patty Carpenter and Sylvia Moreri, welcome to Million Dollar Decorating.
Thank you, James. It's lovely to be with you this morning.
Patty, great to have you back. Sylvia, lovely to have you all the way from Guatemala today. We're thrilled to have you. Now, ladies, you are working on a very interesting project. And rather than me try to get bits and pieces of it right, I thought I'd just ask you to explain it to us. Patty, jump in and give us the 411 on what it is that you are working on.
Well, this morning we are really excited to tell you about a new project that we've been working on for about the last 6 months with my involvement, but Sylvia has actually been focused on this for the last couple of years through the Ministry of Economy and the government of Guatemala. And this is a project to bring five very exciting and new designers from Guatemala to exhibit at the upcoming ICFF show. And this project is all the more important for us because these designers have committed to work with indigenous artisans from Guatemala who have not had the opportunity to bring their incredible handmade products to the U.S. market. And they're doing these amazing products that we're going to bring in textile, in ceramic, in glass, in beading, and some with leather trims to the upcoming show at the end of May this year.
Wow. So you've got five artisans who are going to have their work created by individuals in Guatemala. Is that correct, Sylvia?
Designers, Guatemalan designers, exactly, who have really committed to work directly with artisans, weavers, artisans, craftsmen, people who are making, as Patty said, different skills on very ancestral techniques that Guatemala has. Guatemala has about 1 million of handicraft producers. Most of them are weavers. We use backstrap loom, we use foot loom, and with that, we have like a very distinctive textile. The women here in Guatemala use the huipiles. That's how they call it. There are some sort of blouses to wear, and so they know how to weave since they're very young. Using those techniques, improving in new color palettes, improving with a better quality and better finishes. We've been developing since year 2012, interesting products focused on international markets. We've been able to present our collections in different shows as Maison Object in Paris, New York Now in New York, the Atlanta Smart, Las Vegas Market, even in the Vancouver Fashion Week. So we are very excited to present for the very first time in the ICFF show.
Very exciting indeed. Now, clearly you ladies have been busy and you've been at this for quite some time. Sylvia, since 2012, did you say you've been working on this project?
Yes, since 2012.
Mm-hmm. So what What were some of the original challenges, Sylvia, in getting this project off the ground?
Really big ones, because for one end, we had to make it to the big leagues, as I would call it. I mean, the Guatemalan artisan products have been always sold as nice souvenirs when tourists come to Guatemala. But I said, I mean, this is such a rich craftsman potential that we really got to get it outside Guatemala. And it really has to be in a very expensive decorative niche of market. It doesn't have to be like a cheap product. It can really be a very exquisite product if we know how to orient the craftsman producers, and we know how to give them better designs, and taking out of doing only their huipiles with a low-cost raw material that they can find in their villages, but bringing them something more of more quality. So that was really one of the big challenges that we had when we started. I think that innovation and product development have been the key of the success of this program, because we've been able to get inspired on the very original huipiles that they do, but with that, take it to another level and put it in a placemat, put it in a pillow, put it in a throw, for example. And those are some of the products that we're bringing right now to the show.
Fascinating. Patty, jump in and give us some more information about some of the products that people will be able to see at the show coming up at the end of this month. Talk to us about what these end products look like.
Well, that's part of what's so fascinating for me. I've been working in Guatemala for the past 15 years with artisans all over the country, and each area of the country has a very distinctive look and style to the types of textiles that they weave, to the types of ceramics that they're able to make, etc. And so what we were able to do with this project is to work around the country with these very specific types of products. But because of the input of these wonderful five enterprises, these five local designers with their own aesthetic and my information and technical assistance from what I know of working in color and trend here in the United States and globally, we were able to put those two things together and come up with incredible ceramics. We have incredible tabletop. We have, as Sylvia said, wonderful textiles that will be exhibited through pillows, through throws, through carpets, through tabletop textiles as well. We have hand-blown glass, which is really gorgeous in several colors, all done from recycled glass and made into beautiful vases and drinking glasses and candle holders, etc. And then we also have a wonderful use of parts of huipiles attached with leather trim in beautiful on-trend colors. And those are going to be put into small seatings, ottomans, and cubes, as well as carpets. So we really are bringing a broad array of products that have never before been seen from Guatemala here in the U.S. And that's what makes this particular collection, which we are labeling and branding as Gua Decor, that's what makes this so very special and so unique, and why ICFF was the perfect place to exhibit this.
Wow, my mind is swimming. First of all, I can't wait to come and see the pieces that we're going to be on display at the show. But before that happens, Sylvia, talk to us a little bit about the pairing. You have found designers who have created the concept, and then you have paired them with craftsmen who are executing the product. What do those relationships look like? How did those start, and how have they evolved over time?
Everything started since the program really, really got moving. I mean, I knew that if we really wanted to take something different to the export market, we needed to put innovation. So I really started getting paired with high-end designers that were available here in Guatemala. I have, as you said, I've been working for 20 years on this craft sector in all Central America and Guatemala. And in year 2003, that it was something like when I met Patty, there was an organization called A2 Artisans. With A2 Artisans, I was able to meet designers like Patty and the other ones. And I really found that the big strategy to be able to come with a competitive level to the international market was through innovation and design. So my strategy is really based on that pairing of designer with the artisans. I mean, the artisans have great skills, but they will always do what they know how to do. They don't have access to color trends. They don't have access to the taste of the customer in international markets. But the designer does know that part. So when you pair them, you can create magic with that. So we really, for this, ICFF was in like in my radar for a long, long time. I said, I gotta get there. I gotta get there. So I really chose the best I could find here in Guatemala regarding designs. I have five good companies that have been working designed in the most locally way. For example, we have Augusto. Augusto Castillo, his company's name Casa Sagrada. He really didn't study to become a designer, but he has this really great eye to see and this sensibility to be able to create incredible things. So he started working. He lived in outside Guatemala for a long time. He lived in the United States, in Canada, in Spain, in United Kingdom. But he was always like attracted to coming back to Guatemala because he really loved our flora and fauna. So he started developing some products when he finally got back. And one day when he bought about 24 huipiles and he started photographing them, he saw the unique and intensive colors. And that's when he said, I gotta make something incredible with this. And he started with a program of the rugs that we are taking, the ones that Patty was speaking about that he's being able to put together with leather trims. So that's a fascinating project and program that we have with Augusto. So he's working with almost 300 weavers outside Guatemala, Guatemala City. We usually go to the rural areas to start the work. We also have Del Palomar. Del Palomar started about 30 years ago in the business, and there's a big hotel in Antigua Guatemala that's called Casa Santo Domingo. It's a very colonial hotel in a very colonial city that's called Antigua Guatemala. And Del Palomar started as the company hired to put Casa Santo Domingo's decoration. So they wanted to have a really, really Guatemalan look, but with a very high level of quality for the products, because this is an almost five-star hotel. So they're really good in making things in a really high-end quality, suitable for hotels. They got these big foot looms that can really make wide cloths that you usually cannot make with a backstrap loom. Mm-hmm. And with a really good quality with passamentries and really well in color. We also have Algodones Maya. Algodones Maya is also a 30-year company which started as a family business. They started growing out the cotton, and they only use the really authentic cotton that the Mayas used to use, with the very authentic color and natural colors that the cotton gives. So with a combination of natural brown and green, that are the really natural colors of the cotton, they create a really exquisite variety of products. The daughter of the couple that started this business, her name is Luisa Villavicencio. She is now managing the business. She really didn't study design. She studied for business administration, but she got engaged with the legacy of her parents, and now she really is moving forward, presenting the collections of Algodones Mayas in Maison Objet in Paris, in New York Now, and now she's coming with us to ICFF. The fourth company is called 502 Home. 502 is the area code for Guatemala when you make a phone call. So they are really engaged working with the potteries of a village called San Antonio Palopó. It's around a beautiful lake in Guatemala called Lake Atitlan. They're like the very few groups in Guatemala that can make stoneware. And they're bringing a really fascinating collection of ceramic stoneware plates that are hand painted with the motifs of the textile that you find in the huipiles. When you see a table set up with these dishes, it's incredible. It's completely a different concept. So each piece, is, since it is handmade and hand-painted, is really a work of art. And
wow.
These are absolutely stunning, James. Really, there's like nothing we've brought from Guatemala before. We're very, very excited about these things.
Yes. And the Five Company is one of our prides with Patty. She's a young local designer. Her name is Emma Gutierrez. Her company is called Maya Loom. We met her when she was studying in the university, when this program A to Arts started. And she was a student. And as I told you before in the interview, I started pairing designers with artisans. And that's when I brought Patty here to Guatemala with the A to Artisan program. And one of the strategies was we need to have designers in Guatemala 10, 15 years from now. I'm speaking in 2003, because we didn't have designers. We didn't have local designers in that time in a sustainable way. So right now, the investment really worked, because Emma started working with a French designer. His name is Eric Ledois, who started in my program in 2012, and he was really like the head of design when this adventure started. And Emma, we've seen her grown up, and now she has her own company, and she's a designer that has been working with the program in more than 80 villages all around Guatemala. The program has been able to work with more than 6,000 weavers all around the country. And Emma has been involved in many of these processes. And now she has her own company, and she has presented some of her proposals also in Paris, in the Vancouver Fashion Week. And now we have her in ICFF, so we're very proud of what Emma has been able to accomplish.
Absolutely. She was my very first intern when I worked in Guatemala.
Wow. So there's been some long-term strategizing in making this happen. This has not happened overnight, has it?
No. No way.
Oh, no. Not at all. Over many, many, many long, long nights.
So many nights, which I imagine translates into many years. Sylvia, you dropped some numbers in that wonderful introduction that you made to each of those companies, the designers. I remember hearing 300 weavers. I remember hearing 80. I remember just hearing large numbers of artisans that are outside of the main city who are working on these things. The logistics alone in all of that must be staggering. Sylvia?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. Being a government program, so that's part of the strategy. Being a government program, you have like government offices all around the different villages that we go to. The first thing we do is we make an evaluation of the potential that community could have to be able to work with them. Some of them, I have to say very sadly, that if they don't make it to the lowest evaluation, the number that we give in the evaluation, I have to say I'm sorry, but it is not through crafts the strategy to bring out this village.
I see.
You know? So, but many of them do make it because there's a really rich potential of craftsmanship here in Guatemala. Many of them have made it. As I told you, we've been able to work with 80 communities inside the program all around the last 4 years. So what we do is we choose the best technique available in the community, what they already know how to do. We don't go and train them on how to learn to weave. They already know how to do it. We just potential, that capacity to make it better. So we usually choose inside the community the leader who will become what we call the antenna that will be communicating with the rest of beneficiaries that we find in that community, or the rest of weavers that we find in that community, and we're going to be working with them. We give them raw materials, we give them printed materials, we even give them, how would I call that, like a real size.
Like a sample.
Piece, printed, exactly, but printed, So they know how their textile has to come through, because many of them don't even know how to write and read. And that's what made it really incredible on the weaving process, because weaving is really very, very mathematical. And they don't even know how to write and read, and they know how to weave so well. So for me, that's something incredible with the backstrap loom and the foot loom. And
yes, no, I was going to say, absolutely. That's one of the things that, having worked there for all these years, it's quite fascinating to find that when you draw or use computers to print out through different methods, the full size of what something is when we're giving them specifications, et cetera, and we're describing the types of techniques that they use on a huipil or a corta, which is their skirt, which is also sometimes used as inspiration for the patterning or the color combinations or things. When you put those two things together, you really, from my point of view, you're really having this wonderful dialogue, creative to creative, you know, mind to mind, to come up with the best way to achieve what our desired goal is, and to take into full consideration what that artisan himself or herself, and it's predominantly women, will bring to the soul of this product as well. So you really have this wonderful collaboration that happens between the three of us, between the artisan, the designer from Guatemala, and myself. And it's really just fascinating project.
And go ahead, Sylvia.
No. Please continue, because I want to hear what Patty has to say about soul.
Yeah. Well, and I do too, because it just occurs to me that there... I mean, anytime something is handmade, I believe that the soul of the artisan is infused into the product.
Absolutely.
So here we have multiple layers of involvement. We've got Patty with her expertise. We've got Sylvia with her expertise. We've got the Guatemalan designer. We have the local artisan who is actually giving birth to this object.
Absolutely.
These must be just rich in almost a spiritual dimension. How exciting to be involved in that.
Well, that's part of what is so incredible about this particular project. Having worked there for so many years, often I was the person who was suggesting, because I know, you know, the taste level here, the level of quality that something must meet in order to enter the market at a higher level, a price point that things have to be in order to make them viable and sustainable and really bring long-term work to these artisans. All of that was what I brought initially. Now, after 15 years, some of that is being taken up with the designers that are local. And Sylvia and I, who have been a part of this, her even longer than I have, because she's there and started, you know, much of this work, really are able to watch the expansion, if you will, of the amount of heart and soul that's being put into this. So each one of these pieces, when you see them at ICFF, they just are rich and redolent with all of this amazing energy, because you have all of this particular love and soul and handiwork and craftsmanship, you know, and quality built in because of being touched by all of these hands. It really is the quintessential definition of handmade and heart made, if you will.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say hand and heart made. Most definitely. Now, you've had some experience in putting some of this merchandise in front of people. You've been to Maison Objet in Paris, some of these other events that you've touched on. Talk to us a little bit about some of the initial reactions that you've experienced, and what do you expect from the ICFF show coming up at the end of this month? Patty, jump in and start with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been sort of teasing, since this has been a project that I've been involved with for at least 6 months, probably a little over 6 months at this point now. And I've been back and forth to Guatemala a few times as we've worked on this. So what I've been doing is sort of teasing it through the design community here. And people are simply fascinated by what we've been able to achieve. But also, it was very important for me to take my work as a global trend ambassador and bring that to bear on the types of products that we're bringing. So to have the correct color palettes that are really going to sit with what interior designers, architects, product designers are looking for now and moving into 2018, especially, I wanted to make sure that we were right on the nose with that. So we have three amazing color stories that we've termed Volcanic Sands, which will be our neutral palette, mixing blacks and taupes and beiges and creams together, which is not a color story that you would find certainly locally in Guatemala, which is, you know, rich with color. We have another color story that we're calling Sky View. And in Sky View, we're working with all of the blues, but more of the, there's a component to two or three of the groups that we're working with where they're actually working with recycled denim. And so we actually have this sort of chambray level to the blues, again, working back to a beautiful cream and white base. And then lastly, so as not to move too far away from the culture in the heart of Guatemala, we have a bright color story that we've termed Market Day, which really is just rich with all of this vibrant color, but work together in a way that doesn't make it seem overly ethnic, if you will, but really sits very, very nicely today in what's going on in home decor against these wonderful bright colors.
Wow. So there's every reason for these products to land squarely in homes today, in designers' projects, and on magazine covers across the country, right? Daddy?
Well, we certainly hope so. That was the idea, was that we really wanted to show that with the right information that these products are perfectly, you know, suited for a modern and contemporary home, a traditional and classic home. They really do run the gamut. And the whole idea of having these three color stories is so that we're really ensured that we have something for everyone.
Absolutely. Sylvia, you must be so excited having ICFF just days away at this point. Talk to me a little bit about what you're feeling right now.
Oh, I'm really excited. I'm really nervous. I'm really happy. It's a lot of mixed feelings that I have right now. And I would say that when you get to the shows I've been right now, when I start counting since this last program started, I've been in about 20 shows. You really find when a buyer is taking a product and putting interest and wanting to hear the story and getting admired for what's been able to accomplish, you define that what you're really working at really has a sense, you know. It, there's a reason for what you do. And the best thing at the end is being able to bring back work opportunities to the weavers. As I said, they're really far-end communities where the weavers are. However, right now, Guadecor is not looking for a market that is inspired by the need of the people. It's really aiming a market that really loves the product and is really engaged in having it in a really high-end market. So we've been working very hardly, the five companies with Patty and myself, to be able to accomplish this. It's not something just about helping. It's really something about we are ready to go inside a really high-end market.
Mm. Very exciting on every level. Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely. It's the quality. Yeah.
Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah. Yeah, the quality is very, very important, because the amount of work that it takes to prepare some of these products, and especially the textiles, if you've ever gotten the opportunity to see a weaver work on a backstrap loom or a petal loom, a foot loom, and the time and the care and the knowledge and the skill set that it takes to set those warps up and to work with those shuttles and to really, I mean, it's hour by hour watching it emerge in front of you. It's really a daunting thing if you've ever even tried it. And so the idea that they would be relegated, you know, to something that was available in a very low-end tourist market really was just so very sad to me, because as someone who understands what it takes and someone who studied textiles and worked in the fashion and home industries for over three decades now, I recognize what that care and love is that's put into those products. And so finally to really be able to work with them and to bring it into a marketplace that values that, that understands what that is, and that is willing. We're not saying that things are overly expensive in any way, shape, or form. We're simply saying that they are, you know, value right for the market that we're entering. And it's really wonderful to see.
Very exciting across the board. Just so I have my dates right, ICFF launches this weekend. Is it the 21st that it kicks off, Patty?
Yes, absolutely. It runs at the Javits Center from May 21st to May 24th, and we will be in booth 1976. The name of the that we've branded this collection with these five designers with is Gua Decor, G-U-A-D-E-C-O-R. And we do hope that we'll see all of our friends and maybe some new people that aren't familiar with the types of things that we're doing there. But we will have something for all areas of home accents and home decor and home accessories from tabletop to seating. And we're really very excited about all of it.
As you should be. Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Guatemala today. We wish you safe travels as you head towards the United States. Every success with the show. How very exciting. I know you're in good hands with Patty with the show coming up this weekend. Patty, congratulations. Excited for you, for both of you. We want to encourage all of our listening family who are in and around the New York City area or are planning to be this coming weekend. You heard the dates, the 21st through the 25th. Did I get that right, Patty?
21st to 24th.
Thank you for that correction. Yes. The 21st through the 24th. We'll post the booth number in the show notes section so everyone can check that out. Swing by, be supportive, take a look at these products, and be amazed. I have a feeling you will be. Ladies, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the work that you're doing in bringing these beautiful products into the world. And we look forward to chatting with both of you at some point in the near future. Sylvia, thank you. Patty, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Thank you very
Thank you so much, James. We really
And we want to say a big thank you to our subscribers who've tuned into the show today. The show's a little different today, but it's different with a reason. Thank you for supporting the show, telling your friends about the show, and helping us to grow. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, and catch the notes from today's show. We'll post a link to the website that'll tell you all about the designs that you're going to see at the Javits Center this coming weekend, the 21st through the 24th. Be sure to swing by, check it out, and be supportive of this amazing effort to bring handmade products, elevated, top quality products from Guatemala to the world markets. While you're there on our website, milliondollardecorating.com, click a few buttons, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful. Do you have a retail store? Quickly draw a 2D plan and immediately see your changes in a 3D photorealistic render using your own furniture. Share the live link with your customer, which they can open on any device and instantly experience your suggestions live. Go to roomstyler.com/live or email sales@roomstyler.com.